Love and Memory by John Clare. Thou art gone the dark journey that leaves no returning. 'Tis fruitless to mourn thee, but who can help mourning? To think of the life that did laugh on thy brow in the beautiful past, left so desolate now. When youth seemed immortal, so sweet it did weave heaven's halo around thee, earth's hopes to deceive. Thou fairest and dearest, where many were fair, to my heart thou art nearest. Though this name is but there, the nearer the fountain, more pure the stream flows, and the sweeter to fancy the bud of a rose. And now thou art in heaven, more pure is the birth of thoughts that wake of thee than aught upon earth. As a bud green in spring, as a rose blown in June, thy beauty looked out and departed as soon. Heaven saw thee too fair for earth's tenants of clay, and ere age did thee wrong, thou wert summoned away. I know thou art happy, why in grief need I be? Yes, I am, and the more so, to feel it's for thee. For thy presence possessed, as thy absence destroyed, the most that I loved, and the all I enjoyed. So I try to seek pleasure, but vainly I try. Now joy's cup is drained, and hope's fountain is dry. I mix with the living, yet what do I see? Only more cause for sorrow in losing of thee. The year has its winter, as well as its May. So the sweetest must leave us, and the fairest decay. Sun leaves us tonight, and their light none may borrow. So joy retreats from us, overtaken by sorrow. The sun greets the spring, and the blossom the bee. The grass, the blee hill, and the leaf, the bare tree. But suns, nor yet seasons, as sweet as they may be, shall evermore greet me with tidings of thee. The voice of the cuckoo is merry at noon, and the song of the nightingale gladdens the moon. But the gayest today may be saddest tomorrow, and the loudest in joy sink the deepest in sorrow. For the lovely in death and the fairest must die, full once and forever like stars from the sky. So in vain I do mourn thee, I know it's in vain. Who would wish thee from joy to earth's troubles again? Yet thy love shed upon me life more than my own. And thou art from me, my being is gone. Words know not my grief, and thus, without thee to dwell, yet in one I felt all, when life bade thee farewell.